This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 855-850-3733. 855-450-FREE here on this live edition. And, the whole world seems to be coming apart, Alex, or at least America is. Last week, this COVID-19 thing was kind of an interesting...
Was it even called COVID-19 last week? Where did that come from?
Yeah, well...
I prefer Corona.
I hear you're the smart guy now if you use the term COVID-19. But people were calling it Corona, I guess, because of the shape of it. Looks like the Corona of the Sun. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen viruses before. So they're speculating on all that. And... it's, to some extent, it's hard to take all of this seriously because we're here on an island where supplies are fine. I saw one line one time for people getting face masks, but, other than that, everything's just sort of going along fine. There have been some layoffs. The government has cut, instituted austerity is what they call it, and some people are getting some layoffs. But all in all, things seem normal.
Yeah.
Have you noticed anything being different here on the Mariana Islands as opposed to the U.S. mainland?
Yes. I don't know. I don't want to say it. I feel like I have some FOMO going on. You know us millennials with our FOMO, fear of missing out, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm missing out on what might be the greatest adventure of our lifetime.
I think sitting at home watching Netflix is not the greatest adventure of our lifetime.
When I'm looking on Facebook and YouTube, it seems like people are strolling the streets, biohazard suits, fighting over toilet paper. Like, there's none of it.
Right. We have all the toilet paper you need right here. I guess part of it is that we're on an island, and the island's used to, supply chain's different here. So we have more stuff.
Yeah, they're used to there's typhoons, and thus they're more prepared.
Right, and I think ultimately that's the reason that everything sort of feels normal here. There's enough frozen meat on this island to supply us for a long time. I don't know what they're out of, but I've seen pictures of store shelves where everything's just gone. Just gone.
Yeah, and that makes me feel like... Why don't we have those?
Well, they think things come in waves here. You better buy a few of them when the thing that you want is here, because it may not ship in for, a couple few months. So we kind of have this thing already where you buy extra stuff.
Yeah.
When you get, let's say you have a particular type of spicy cheese you like that you found in the store. There's no guarantee that spicy cheese is going to be there in 2 months. So you better buy a few of them and keep them in the package rather than maybe freeze them. And rather than expecting that, like you would in the grocery store, they always have the same thing all the time. Here in the U.S. Mariana Islands, sometimes things change a little bit.
I think that's a spicy cheese problem. Not all of us have such refined tastes as my co-host here.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. I mean, I like this. I think that it's when you're talking about items that are not, necessarily the most common things, right? You're going to get your brand of toilet paper if that's what you want to get, probably. But they're certainly going to have toilet paper. At least at this point they have.
Indeed.
So, anyway, you can call in and tell us what it's like where you are. Give us your horror stories of empty shelves and, I don't know, grocery store brawls. I'm interested in hearing what's going on in the U.S. mainland. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And I guess... Now, the State Department sent out some advisory that all Americans should return home, all Americans in foreign countries. Now, I'm not in a foreign country. I'm in a U.S. territory. But my wife, who is here, decided that she wanted to be in Florida rather than being in Saipan if they're going to sort of lock things down. And we don't know. But this is a telegraph of that happening. If they advise all Americans to come home, the next step is nobody can fly, no international flights.
Which is insane.
It could be. Do you have solutions for how to deal with the COVID virus that are different than what we that's currently being implemented in the United States? Because I think that that's what we would have to go to. Because if basically they're trying to make a nationwide quarantine as best they can. They've shut down restaurants. They're only allowed to do deliveries, which I don't know who the hell's going to do delivery. But they're a lot of international flights have been shut down. Basically, they're showing that many government agencies are just shut down.
Yeah, I think the real question is why. Why are they doing the quarantine? And my real gripe right now is I don't think they've made a clear case of what the cost-benefit analysis is. Right? What's the economic cost and what's the death cost? Is it worth it? It seems to me that the people dying in Italy, almost 99%, according to one study, already had pre-existing conditions that made them at risk.
Right.
They're potentially going to die in a few years anyways. So they essentially destroyed the entire economy of Italy, who are already on death's door. Now, I'm not saying they should die, right? No one is advocating for death. That's not a good thing. But you always have to look. There's no solutions, only trade-offs. What are we trading off here, and what are we getting?
Right.
And I don't think that has ever publicly been done.
Right. You can't quantify how many people have been saved as a result of whatever has been done up to this point. It's an unquantifiable. There's no way to say one thing or the other. And
I think
guess you're right.
It's worse than that because the quarantine doesn't end. After you've stopped it, it can come back, right? We're seeing in China, Chinese are flying home, they're bringing the virus with them. Singapore, Hong Kong, all these places that had previously thought they contained it are now facing surges again. So if we're just going to shut down the economy for a couple months, and then the third month, once we're free, everyone's outside, it spreads again, what was the point of all of that?
It's a good question, right? I mean, is it like HPV, human papilloma virus?
Papilloma.
Whatever the hell it is. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm a hot talk show host. Jim. That's me, Jim. I'm not a doctor. The human HPV. Everybody's got this thing. The vast majority of the population has it. Now, it's a sexually transmitted disease, but it's really sexually transmitted. If you've had 5 sexual partners, and I suspect the vast majority of Americans have, just me guessing here, certainly the ones under a certain age, then you probably got HPV. Now, if you got together with your high school sweetheart, then, nobody's ever fooled around before or after.
Well, I think this HPV is a great example because there's an HPV vaccine now. So I had the HPV vaccine when I was young, right? When I was a young virgin.
You look a little autistic to me.
And as a result, I probably don't have HPV and can't be a carrier because I'm vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what really matters for the COVID case. Is there a vaccine or is there not? If they can get a vaccine, then you could argue that we should do some isolation, vaccinate everyone up, and then we'll be okay. But it seems to me until we get the vaccine, any quarantine we do, the second it ends, it will surge up again.
And it seems like the people that are most at risk are those that are, septuagenarians, octogenarians. Now, I get my mother's 79. She's getting really close to both of these. She's in one category and getting close to the other. It wouldn't be good for her to get HPV, to get corona. How do you stop it? How are you going to prevent something like this from spreading? Because a lot of the young people who have it don't even know.
Well, how often
we don't even have tests to know.
Young people, right? I think your grandma or your mother is a great case. You have them stay inside. You have them have the food deliveries. And you have the people who are young, healthy.
How do you solve this problem? 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently. There is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. We are talking about, well, probably the same thing everybody everywhere is talking about right now. Coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever term you want to use to describe this this thing. What are they calling it? The boomer buster?
The boomer remover.
Boomer remover. That's pretty cruel. Trump's calling it the China virus.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's, what did he say regarding that? He said he was calling it the China virus. Why?
Yes, I saw one of those clips trying to shame Trump for being racist. And they asked him in a news interview, why do you call this the Chinese virus? Don't you think that's racist?
Well, for one, Chinese isn't a race. And that, like,
stop
it racist?
With your logic there.
What, but isn't it racist to suggest that something that's a race is not a race? Like, you hate Mexicans, you're racist. You hate Chinese, you're racist. No, those are nationalities. Learn how to use the language, people. Yeah. I mean, for God's sakes, we have a language. Learn how to use it. But I think that in a lot of cases, what these people, because being racist is the most terrible thing you can do on planet Earth. Right? It's an idea, but it's the worst idea as far as it goes. So to use that, to couple that to somebody is, you just make them a bad person. Bing! You're a bad person. Well, you can dislike a nationality. I'm not saying it's a good idea. It's just people from a nation. I went to Cuba recently, and the people in Cuba were nice. Do I like the Cuban government? No. I think they've done some bad things. But I don't like the U.S. government either, because I think they've done some bad things. On a comparison chart, I would rather live in the geographic area the United States claims dominion over than the geographic area that the Cubans claim dominion over, although it was a very nice place to visit. But, I mean, like this whole idea that nations are real. These are people that have claimed a monopoly privilege over violence in a given landmass. They're simply a form of criminal that we have allowed to exist. All right? So a nationality is a nationality. A race is a race. Let's go on with your point. I'm sorry.
Oh, I want to continue this digression.
Okay. You want to go through
digression? Plenty of time to talk about corona.
Okay.
So it reminds me of how they talk out of both sides of their mouth, right? On the one hand, ethnostates are bad. Nations, race, all that kind of stuff is taboo. On the other hand,
I want to say one thing real quickly. Bitcoin.com is an international currency, and you can travel between nations. Bitcoin.com represents some cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin Cash. You can use Bitcoin Cash in a variety of places. I've used it here. I never had to change currency from one thing to another and lose value and do all these things. I think we're moving to a more internationalized world, and one of the first greatest steps to that is not having to change your currency. Now, I don't want internationalized world in everything, but I sure want a better form of currency that governments don't have the ability to manipulate. And Bitcoin Cash is that. So go check out Bitcoin Cash. Find out more about it. You can watch some videos to learn everything you need to learn, and you'll be done in, I think, you can watch all the videos in less than 15 minutes. And then you can, if you want, get a wallet. You can get some Bitcoin Cash right there on the site. They'll make it, or actually right there on the within their app that you download. It's Bitcoin.com is the place to start. Terribly sorry. Go on.
No worries. So, yeah, they'll, on the one side of their mouth, they'll tell you, you know, there's no such thing as a nation. Everyone's welcome in this country, no matter their race or ethnicity. Diversity is our strength. And the other side of their mouth, they'll tell you.
By the way, when did that happen? Because at one point, America was a melting pot. I watched Schoolhouse Rock, and people were jumping into a melting pot. So there was a notion that we all had a melting pot. Now it's diversity. But I don't believe diversity is our strength. I think diversity.
Neither do they.
Okay.
And that was my point, right? It's when you talk about Africa, what's wrong with Africa? The first thing they'll say is colonialism. They put a bunch of people from different groups in one country, and that's why everything's messed up. They drew the borders and put a bunch of diverse groups together.
That sounds
and now
fair.
And now they're fighting.
That's fair.
So
sure.
Is diversity our strength? Is it good or is it bad? When they talk about Africa, they say, oh, diversity is terrible.
And you're Nigerian.
Not that that matters, right?
Well, I mean, you get to say, and as a Nigerian, you know a little bit more than most Americans about this. And somebody, for whatever reason, there's a logical fallacy that surrounds where you're from and where you live and where you've been and things like that. People will ask sometimes on the air, well, have you guys ever been out of the country? Yeah, I've been to 35 different countries and 49 states. Oh. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. Just because I've been to Greece one time does not mean that I understand the financial crisis that was going on a few years ago in Greece. These are ridiculous notions. And I wish we'd abandoned them. But, yeah, I would agree with you that diversity doesn't work in Africa, is the claim, and then diversity is supposed to work in the United States. That's the claim. I would say, in fact, that people are better off if they attempt to assimilate to the U.S. culture. Now, I'm not advocating necessarily, but I think it's kind of a good idea. When you think about Chinese people, they come up with an English name, right?
Yeah.
So they may, their child's name may be, I don't know, whatever, Hong or something like that. But they have a name that they come up with that's for English-speaking purposes,
yep.
Like Henry.
Yeah.
And we know a Charlie, a Michael, a Samson, a variety of
creative. I know a Odin, a Frost, a couple of cool names they're doing. Asterial, like, wow.
Right. And so they either have one that the family made up or the teacher will sometimes assign them one, too. And whether or not you like that, it's not your business. The Chinese people have decided that in order to assimilate better into the United States, that it would be better to have an English name.
Yeah.
And they've chosen to do that, and I think that really works. So just looking on the outside, that seems like a step in the right direction to me.
Yeah, you need a common culture to have a nation, right?
I don't know if you need a common culture to have a nation. I don't think the United States has a common culture. But I can tell you that
we're like,
I don't even know what a culture is. So, but I can tell you that
you
want to
be going
English,
in the same direction. I don't even know if English necessarily is the. It can help, right? If you have a common language, it's easier to have a common culture. But I think the most important thing is that you're going in the same direction. When half the country wants to have the biggest government they can imagine, and the other half wants a small government, that's going to create a problem, right? It's more that you could have a plenty of Hispanics come in who don't speak any English, but they agree with that constitutional republic that was designed. And I think they would fit in perfectly fine in America, where you could have some, British people come over fluent in English, and all of a sudden they're trying to impose their, national healthcare system and everything else like that, and that'll create a lot of conflict.
So, in your opinion, there's plenty of Americans that want big government, though, so the desire for big government isn't necessarily indicative of American culture. It is indicative of some American culture. And I am part of that culture. I want a smaller government, the smallest I can get, and I would like to have it more regionalized. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can give your comments on Corona or culture, if you wish.
What does it mean to be...
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coronavirus stimulus package is being introduced in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell put forward the measure that would provide direct cash payments to people across the United States. Folks earning $75,000 or less in 2018 will get $1,200, while couples who file jointly will get double that. People who earned over $75,000 but less than $99,000 would receive more than that, and if you earned over $99,000, you're out of luck. Each child per household would net an additional $500. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says governors, for the most part, have been able to put aside politics when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
We've done a phenomenal job on this. Gavin Newsom's been very, very generous. Andrew Cuomo's been really, very generous.
Positive day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 188 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Looks like the State Department is telegraphing, perhaps, that they might be shutting down all international flights. I say that because they sent out a memorandum earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday, I don't know. Being here in the U.S. Mariana Islands today and yesterday kind of get blurred for me. Because your today is my yesterday and whatever. So they sent out this advisory that all Americans should return home. Unless you live in the other country, whatever that means. And, I imagine a lot of Americans are going to take that pretty seriously. Does that mean that they're going to stop all international flights? I would not have expected states around the country to shut down restaurants and tell people that they could only have food delivered to their house. So I am not prepared to say at this point that the federal government won't shut down international flights. In fact, I would say that this is a telegraph of that particular action that may occur. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
Want to tell you real quick about ForkFest. ForkFest is an event that we're having in New Hampshire that we do not intend to cancel. But who knows what's going on for the summer. But, you know, As far as we're concerned, we will be there. It's at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, and it's everything's wild and free. So Pork Fest goes on. Fork Fest is a fork of Pork Fest. Pork Fest will be, there'll be speakers and everything will be sort of laid out and, you know, whatever. Fork Fest, if you want to come, sell food, speak, whatever you want to do, you set it up. It's just a camping event. We're going to have a great time and we're going to broadcast from there. So. The website is forkfest.party. It's July 4th weekend, and we'd love to have you. Forkfest.party. Let's go to the phones. Genevieve is calling in from, I'm not sure where. Maybe this is Alaska. Genevieve, where are you calling from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Terribly sorry.
The
state abbreviation for Arkansas is AR. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. What's on your mind, Genevieve?
Well, I know this coronavirus is a pretty serious thing, right?
What's that?
They've shut down bars at 10 o'clock. Walmart now shuts down at 11. Everything closes real early now. Pretty bad, I guess, out here. They're kind of tripping, freaking out, you know what I mean?
And, how does shutting things down at 10 help, in your opinion? Or do you think it doesn't?
Well, I think it could, but I think people just taking the precautions that they need themselves, you know, washing their hands, don't touch people. You know, you shouldn't really do that anyways. I mean, considering how germs are, and, you know, how they can get sick. But I personally kind of persuade towards thinking that maybe the government created this to control populations just a little bit. I don't know. I don't understand.
Which government do you think did it?
Most likely our own, I imagine.
It's the U.S. government? Okay. That's one of the theories out there is that somehow some government agency has come up with, this virus.
A way to target older people and people who are, you know, less likely to survive. Yeah.
Why they started in China?
It knocks out a lot of people and a lot less, you know, cost to the government.
Why they started in China?
I don't know. It could have come from China. I'm not quite sure, but they could have. I don't know.
If you want to play devil's
advocate, there's more to it than that. You know, there's more to it than what they're telling us. And I've always felt like that.
Well, there's always more to any story than what you're getting told. That much is for sure. But I just don't even know. I mean, there's lots of theories out there. I wouldn't hazard a guess as far as this goes.
Have you heard about the theories about online where they're saying that all Walmarts are concentration camps for when they call martial law?
I've not heard that one.
I have not heard that.
They have on YouTube, they have videos of a lot of Walmart. And they explain it to you, you know, that in the event that our United States was to call martial law, some crazy things.
Well, Alex, what were your questions? You said you had some devil's advocate questions here.
Yeah, sure. No, I've heard the conspiracy, right? There's a huge pension crisis. Perhaps that's one of the biggest crises the world faces right now.
Right. Illinois is having a huge problem.
You can make an argument this is the perfect move. So the U.S. could start a virus. This is all hypothetical, right? I'm not saying this is what happened or even that
I agree
with it at all. But hypothetically, if the U.S. wanted to kill three birds with one stone, they neutralize the rising China, right? The rising geopolitical rival. Start the virus there. It forces supply chains back to America. Because now everyone's thinking the risk of having a supply chain in China is astronomical. They saw in Corona, it got shut down, car parts, medical parts, everything. There's a shortage. In addition, it hurts their economy and sets them back perhaps years. In addition, notice that Iran, well, who will recover faster? Who's better positioned for this? A richer country, right? And then look at the other countries hit hard. The next biggest country after China was Iran. And all of a sudden, like, key Iranian figures are dying from corona, which is surprising, right? Why did Iran get it so fast? It's not particularly close to China or strong ties. It's like you have two geopolitical enemies of the U.S. suffering from this crazy disease, And then in the U.S., the old people falling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a compelling narrative, but I think it starts to fall apart as why would we want Europe to get it, our allies in Europe? Why would we want so many Americans to get it? Why would we want to shut down the whole U.S. economy? So I think had it stayed in China, had it stayed in Iran, this narrative would be far more compelling and just killed off a small number of old people. But the fact that they're shutting down the entire economy, J.P. Morgan's predicting 15% GDP fall in quarter two, there's no way that the American government, which is heavily influenced by big business, would do this to themselves.
Yeah. Well, I understand that too, but, you know. It's just the theories that are going around on the internet and everything, and now all of a sudden we're supposed to be in home and compliant and not, everything's closing down, we can't go out and have a beer, you know,
Well, have a beer at home, get the shotgun and the Bible.
We won't even be able to go into the grocery store, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Thank you for the call, Genevieve. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I think this is how Americans are feeling.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in a lot of cases, they don't know who's to blame, but they don't like it. And obviously, this is pretty clear, right? The governments of the world have failed to a lesser or greater extent, in providing whatever safety we're supposed to have. Now, I've said on the air in recent episodes that if we're going to have a state, that state's major role, like the one thing that they should do, is somehow control global pandemics. And that's not their... I don't know how they're going to do it. What I'm saying is that they have spent no time prior to this figuring it out. I'm not saying that it won't. Look, your house will eventually be covered in ivy that then tears it apart and, the roof falls off. But today, it doesn't rain. And what governments are doing, what politicians are doing, is busy shoving money in their pockets. Right? Every single one of them is a millionaire when they leave. They're all rich when they leave. They know exactly how to bilk you out of money. They want to, build up the military. They want to do everything out there. But their one job, the one thing that they really should be doing, and that rarely do they ever have to do, this is like the security guard. That one time in 10 years when the parts department gets broken into. They fail, and they fail a lot. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, Free Talk Live. That's one of our focuses here in Free Talk, at Free Talk Live, is human freedom. And human freedom is on the ropes right now. Whether you understand it or not, when things get scary, people turn to the state. They're like, solve our problems. Now, the state's traditionally been very terrible at this, but when people feel like things are out of control, they want some organization that'll project some kind of control. And the state was happy to project control. It's shutting down bars and restaurants. It's restricting travel. As a matter of fact, I just got a message from United Airlines here. This is a text. It says, due to presidential proclamation, non-U.S. citizens who have visited the countries listed on united.com/important notices, the 14 days before their flight will be denied into the U.S. citizens. Their immediate family members and permanent residents are exempt from this rule. However, they will be subject to additional health screenings and may be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. So, required to self-quarantine sounds pretty good to an American because it means I'll do whatever I want, right?
It means no quarantine.
That's what it means.
That's what I heard.
But it's the government telling you you must go home and stay in your house. You're not allowed to leave. Presumably somebody else would go to the grocery store and do shopping for you and things like that. And I don't know what visited means. What does visited a country mean? I'm going to be traveling, for the ladies and gentlemen, for those who do not know, I'm in the U.S. Mariana Islands right now. Alex and I are. And I will be traveling back to the United States because the State Department, on the 23rd, so a couple days from now, a few days from now, because the State Department sent out this memorandum that said all U.S. citizens must return home. Now, I would have stayed here and think it would be better to stay here. But my wife wants to be certainly very reasonably wants to be back with the parents because they're older and they may need help, and we don't want to be we don't want to be separated if they get sick or something like that. And I think that's a fair thing to want. So off we go, but I'll be traveling through Narita Airport, and that means that I'll be in Japan very briefly, like less than an hour. Hopefully all the planes land on time. and just, pop from one to another. Does that mean I have visited Japan?
I'm sure United can clarify if you really want to know.
I don't want to call them and spend the hour that it's going to take to get through. Customer service in these places is just going bonkers. Yeah. I had to cancel another flight, and it's just going bananas. So anyway, it's crazy out there, and I think that in part, one of the things that people are speculating on, and I do not think that this is the most bizarre and craziest of speculations, right? I don't know if the government created this. I think that that is a conspiracy theory that may or may not be true. There's no way for us to prove it, and, whatever. We can talk all day about it. But I think that it's likely in the future, as a prediction, that they may stop interstate travel. Going from one state to another.
Try, but how?
I don't know.
They can't secure the border to Mexico. How can they secure all of the state borders?
If they put one state trooper with his car parked across the bridge between Brattleboro and Chesterfield, New Hampshire, then nobody's going from Brattleboro to Chesterfield.
Right, but if you just walk across the border, it's the same thing.
I don't want to leave my car.
I'm going there. With Mexico, right?
Uh-huh.
If you drive up the highway, you're not getting through without papers.
Right.
So people don't go up the highway.
I understand. It's possible to get across. Certainly.
I'm sure some entrepreneurial guy will open up his little farm, let people drive over for $50, and make a killing. All you need is one person to do that.
Well, but he won't last long.
Why? What is he doing? He's saying, My property straddles the border of two states. I'm welcoming these people to my property. Is that against the law, officer? What law? Is that a felony or a misdemeanor?
Well, is all they have to do is hand out an executive order, because the people are shutting down restaurants based on executive orders right now.
Yeah.
So
not here.
No, I don't think there is an executive. But some people are shutting down restaurants here. I went to a restaurant last night, shut down.
Yeah, and that's because of the lack of the customers, not because of fiat, right?
So probably.
I mean, I think what we're circling around, we all would agree the government has failed us. Left, right, middle, don't believe in the paradigm at all. Everyone can agree the government has not done a good job. The question is, what should they do? What should they have done better? What should they do now? And I think that's what's worth discussing about, because it's not over, right? They can reverse these executive orders tomorrow. They could work to improve things.
Let's not forget
today that
it's not the coronavirus that caused the world economic collapse that's in play right now.
It's fear.
Well, it's the government's moves, too. I mean, there's fear that's behind it, but in many cases, it's the state. The state shutting this thing down or that thing down. And by state, I mean the organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. I'm not talking about Iowa. In America, we tend to get those things confused. But Americans need to understand who is actually causing these problems. The people that we're looking to solve the problems are the ones causing the problems. And how do we fix that? Well, I don't have an answer, because I think that the coronavirus is inevitable. It was inevitable. Ladies and gentlemen, it was inevitable that a virus would come along that would attack the weak in some way. In this case, it's attacking the old. And in some manner or another, attack the weak and, wipe some people out. Well,
yeah, it happens every year. It's called flu season, right?
I think flu still is killing more people than even during the time frame the coronavirus has been around. The flu still has killed more people.
By a lot.
By a lot. And
what's the total death count around the world? 7,000?
But nobody's scared of the flu.
Yeah, and that's why I said fear is the big problem. And
the flu mutates every single year.
Go to waste.
We don't know if corona is going to even mutate. We don't know what its mutation time frame is or anything like that. Maybe corona is just a thing now.
Yeah, maybe. And we'll have to adapt to it. And if we adapt the way we're doing now, I'm concerned, right? If
right.
The solution is a disease kills a couple thousand people, let's shut down the entire economy, create mass employment. And
unemployment, yeah.
Just cause chaos that the world's never seen before in a time of peace. That doesn't sound like a good solution to me.
No, it seems like a terrible solution. Do you have any ideas?
I think there needs to be more discussions about how to keep the economy running. Can we build herd immunity and make everyone who's young and healthy? What happens if they just continue as normal and we quarantine the older people? If you're old, have some kind of autoimmune disease.
I don't care whether, as an old person, you choose not to go outside or choose to go outside. If you want to go outside and French kiss everybody you see as an octogenarian, as long as that person consents to the French kissing, then as far as I'm concerned, that's your business. If you die in short order, again, those are the consequences of actions. We have actions. Currently, before corona, we had actions. And before corona, actions had consequences. So if an 80-year-old, I think 80-year-olds should stay in, and I think we should all offer everybody over the age of 65 that we know, we should offer to them. And I mean, obviously, this needs to be parsed out to different people. But, you know, if we all took one older person that we would deliver things to, okay, what do you need from the grocery store? Let me get that for you. You know, whatever, they can Venmo you the money, whatever it is. Figure it out.
Send some Bitcoin.
Send some Bitcoin. Send some Intercoin. Send some Divi. Whatever it is, they can help you. You know, they'll give you some money and help them. If they want to quarantine, help them.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Well, I think the most important thing is we need to make our policies based on logic, not fear. And I think that's our greatest mistake is, why are they shutting down places after 10 p.m.? Is it after 10 p.m. corona comes out in force? I just don't understand what the logic is behind these policies. It seems more like they're just trying to make people think they're doing something, regardless of whether or not it works.
That's what I think it is. Is I really believe ultimately that this is a thing to make Trump look bad. He wasn't doing enough. You should elect Joe Biden. He can't find his car keys.
They're going to need a worse virus if that's their strategy.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.